CyberPulse Daily, Margin Call. Today's CyberPulse Daily Brief is about the margin call. When a trading desk gets one, the issue is not theory, it is whether collateral, liquidity, and control are real enough to survive inspection right now. That is the cyber signal for Tuesday. After a week of handoffs, exceptions, proxy activity, and exploit timing, the new pressure point is conversion. How quickly a small technical opening becomes ransom pressure, account takeover, fraudulent transfer, poison software, or corrupted business evidence. The latest reporting points in the same direction. 18 malicious packages were found targeting developers who use a popular commerce platform's toolchain, delivering cross-platform remote access capability through what looked like ordinary package activity. This is not merely a developer workstation problem. For regional enterprises building digital commerce, logistics, banking integrations, and customer applications at speed, package intake is now a revenue risk function. A dependency is no longer just code. It can become a quiet cash drawer for someone else. The same conversion logic appears in identity. New research describes malware techniques that could abuse browser password manager behavior and put even passkey protected accounts at risk when local endpoint trust is already compromised. The lesson is uncomfortable. Passkeys reduce phishing exposure, but they do not make a compromised browser safe. If the device, browser profile, or session store is already under attacker influence, identity controls can become a vault with the guards standing inside it. At the edge, ransomware operators are again treating remote access appliances as leverage machines. Recent reporting says a dominant extortion crew is exploiting flaws in secure mobile access infrastructure, while a separate endpoint management provider warned that attackers took over central servers after an initial fix proved incomplete. That second detail matters. The board often hears patched as closure. Attackers hear patched once as a test case. If remediation does not include validation, hunting, credential rotation, persistence checks, and exposure reduction, the enterprise may have repaired the door while leaving the cash register open. There is also a quieter but important data integrity story. A life sciences platform vendor patched a flaw that could have made specialized scientific file tampering difficult to detect. For energy, healthcare, research, and industrial organizations across the Gulf, this expands the discussion beyond stolen records. Some data is not just confidential, it is operational evidence. If that evidence can be altered without reliable detection, incident impact moves from disclosure into decision poisoning. Model and software repositories add another layer. Researchers disclosed high-severity flaws in a widely used machine learning library that could allow repository-hosted model content to trigger arbitrary code execution. This is not today's lead frame, but it connects to the recent arc. The enterprise is allowing more external objects to act inside internal workflows. The change today is the commercial consequence. Every imported package, browser session, remote appliance, model artifact, and data file now has to be judged by how fast it can be converted into money, downtime, or false confidence. Two additional stories sharpen the point. A poison browser script was reported swapping crypto wallet destinations across customer sites, and a hardware wallet flaw was linked to a major theft in less than an hour. Those are not identical incidents, but they share the same executive lesson. Attackers prefer conversion paths where the victim believes the transaction, update, or file is behaving normally until value has already left the building. For security leaders, the response should be practical. The goal is not more dashboard color, it is interrupting conversion before the attacker monetizes control. Priority zero, validate exposed remote access and management appliances today. Do not stop at version checks. Confirm exploitation indicators. Remove unauthorized accounts. Rotate secrets. Review logs. And reduce reachability while confidence is rebuilt. Priority one, treat developer dependency intake as a financial control. Block untrusted package execution by default. Monitor install scripts. Enforce provenance. And isolate build environments that touch customer-facing revenue systems. Priority two, strengthen browser and identity containment. Passkeys are valuable, but compromised endpoints still matter. Segment privilege browsing, shorten session lifetimes, protect password stores, and require device health signals before sensitive access. The executive question is simple. Which technical assets can be turned into commercial pressure before leadership even knows the margin has moved? All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. Recent reporting on malicious packages, password manager abuse, extortion through remote access infrastructure, incomplete remediation, model repository execution risk, scientific data tampering, script poisoning, and hardware wallet theft are all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Daily Brief for Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. Stay vigilant.